Blog Talk Radio.
Well, hello, hello. How are you doing today? It doesn't look like the sound's playing right now. Ah, my audio didn't make it in. So, oh well. Here we go. This is Welcome to the Teach Gym Show, the place to teach, to learn, and to grow. And today we'll be talking about personal learning projects. We've done this multiple times, but the idea of projects has kind of hit me again a little harder more recently as I have several projects in play that are teaching me a whole lot. And another question has come out of those. You know, there were two parts to two different projects that I'm involved with that I thought would have some light for you in terms of how you go about setting up and working with your own personal learning projects. Now, again, the basis of personal learning projects, from my perspective, is the fact that they are meant to give you experience, learning by doing. And it's that doing part that matters most. So many times, schedules, teachers, courses, classes, educational institutions all hand to us experiences, but they're contrived. They are in the classroom, they're under a safe situation, and oftentimes don't allow us to get our hands dirty. Also, the other side of those kinds of learning projects or learning efforts are driven by time, driven by somebody else. There's little autonomy for the learner in those situations. Deadlines are given by institutions or online classes. Even I took an online class and we still had certain time frames, certain checklists that had to take place before you could get to the next steps. You couldn't just go in a messy fashion and jump all over. These are some of the reasons why the personal learning projects, when they center on and are focused from the perspective of the learner, open up the opportunity of something very different. That very thing that's going to be key for you and I to have success. Again, focusing on learning by doing, then we have the same question that's asked of every professor, of every teacher, as they work with their students. Is this going to be real experience, somewhat representative of real experience, or 100% contrived, where there's a little sense of reality instead just the practicing with the content information. And so going back to one of the learning experiences I had recently, and that was a very much a guided process of learning, very clear steps, regular assignments, some quizzes and tests along the way, and yet it wasn't bound by time, but it was driven by interactions with others on the team, if you will. And in that context, the practices and the performance in the quizzes was outside of the allotted time or the group together. However, the group time together was much hands-on with real types of situations, but not real situations. Close resemblances to the kinds of reality that we would face in the situations that we were playing out. And it was interesting to watch. They were not contrived. They weren't under pressure, but they were representative of the type of knowledge that we would need to have. Very, very helpful. I just say that these scenarios and situations were very, very helpful and very meaningful and tried to cover lots and lots of different situations that oftentimes were mainstream to the kinds of efforts we were going to be performing based on our knowledge. And with that said, it's a great starting place. But in the practice sessions, it was time to, quote-unquote, work with the contrived situation. And the motivation just wasn't there. It was hard to get through because it seemed like we were making up stuff just to make up stuff that may or may not be real. Because experience with real situations, with real customers, even exposure to real experiences with real customers hadn't taken place. And thus, the training was falling on unfertile ground in some ways because the end result, while meaningful, was not directly affecting the people you were going to serve. The results of that, we find ourselves in this new landing place, this new place of contrived versus real. And so then the other exposure, and this goes back several years ago in personal learning projects where the situation was such that, yes, there was some contrived stuff to kind of lay the foundations. I think that's a great place to start. But the real mastery of, and the real proof is in the pudding, if you will, when you're dealing with real data and real situations with real people and actual experiences that relate to the situation you'll be working in. Possibly, if possible, with a mentor nearby, with resources at your fingertips, with assistance on every hand, if you will. And that's the kind of experiences that we're starting to look at more seriously. Because as you and I both consider a learning project, such as beginning date, end date, we're working towards some gaining of some knowledge. I overheard some technical people speaking the other day, and they said, oh, don't use this site or use this site, but make sure you do the full exposure to the situation so you can gain the language, the understanding of the language that you would want to have, not just the ability to copy code from one place to another in the coding arena. In today's world, if you're taking on a learning project, how do you help it to be real? And yet at the same time, not risking poor quality being delivered to real customers or real clients. And that becomes the paradox, doesn't it? And that's where the model of mentoring comes in. Mentoring with a guide at the side. Mentoring through the first few passes of a new situation or a situation that's very much in the realm of the desired training that's going on. So I recently got involved in a project with some preparations for interviewing. These particular people were involved in interviews that would result in possible career changes for them and immense income, or a lot of increase in income going forward. And while some of the interviews that were had were contrived, but many of the interviews became very real. Whole panels of people were set together. The kinds of questions that are typically asked of those people in those kinds of positions were real. It was interesting to watch the interactions of the interviewee in this case. The nerves started to kick in as they were walked in, went through this drill, and all of a sudden it became very close to real for them. And thus, when they went home to model and practice in the future and practice and practice and learn what they needed to review the notes and then see themselves in the situation. They had a real situation to go to, although very much contrived, but very much closely related to the actual experience they were training for and working towards. So you start to see where there are times and places for this real kinds of experience to hit the mark. So let's look at that kind of a progressive. If you are in charge of your own learning and you know that you want to become a master at something, then you're going to go about and pay the price for mastering that topic. But the way you're going to do that is not through just the practice and drill, or copying down code, as we mentioned earlier, or just reading the textbook and thinking you've got it. There's maybe some tests involved, but the test in this case might be knowledge checks. Maybe you can find a volunteer organization or a nonprofit who would be willing to give of their time and energy, but not necessarily have to pay for services. And you might render those services on a contingency basis. You're dealing now with real problems, real situations, and the intent of helping out a situation and make things better for people. So you have a drive and a desire and motivation to take care of that. On top of that, you have the possibility of having it break and fail. So setting the expectations that this might take a little longer than some other times. And now you're dealing with real problems, real sources, and now you have a reason to do deep and real research around the challenges that the organization may have. Now, some organizations aren't willing to take that risk. And so you have to fish some more. You have to look a little more. But some are. And it's in those some are that you might want to consider building into your personal learning project. Now, let's kind of play this out a little further. I know in the book Peak Learning, there's a discussion about how to bring about this personal learning. And part of it is to go out and interview people, to talk to experts in the field. So gain enough book knowledge, if you will, and talk to the experienced people and their knowledge, and then work towards and ask them even what kind of mentoring or mirroring or shadowing or guidance that they can give you or help you to get, so that when the time comes, you can engineer for yourself a real life experience. I applied those principles in doing some gardening one year. Want to try a new method of gardening. Got the book. There was a class option. Decided not to take the class. Decided instead to do the book and do the actual hands-on, get your hands dirty, in this case it was real, experience. And found that I learned more in less time than I was still waiting for the class to start. And I already had in place several components of what the book had talked about. Also had several interactions with some gardeners that also looked at this methodology. And so along that line, it was important to understand that learning by doing, learning by teaching, learning by discussing and clarifying with people that are in the arena of knowledge that you hope to gain are all influential factors. And then when you start getting down to heavy-duty tests and some of those things, yeah, you're going to have to go make sure you hit the marks on every side of the knowledge base that you'll be covering or you'll be tested on. But that doesn't change the way you engineer the experience. So let's talk about this then. Project management. Setting up an experience. Clear objectives and goals. Beginning date and end date. A list of resources that are available or not, and those that are most likely available, and then a ramping up of some knowledge, exposure to the topic through the internet or some other means, maybe a book reading or two or three or four or five, maybe a discussion with some experts, maybe some informational interviews. And as you get further down the pipe here, you find out that you're becoming more and more real in your experience. Maybe you could volunteer to teach a class, and that's really real because you're under the pressure. You'll feel the emotion of that experience, and you won't soon forget what you know, what you don't know. If you get in front of the group and you don't know something, kind of embarrassing a little bit, but guess what? You will go home and learn that because you want to have that answer, and then you won't have that embarrassing experience again. So there you go. Find an audience. Find a need. Find an area that you want to learn, and press forward in pressing and helping that cause, that purpose, that work to be accomplished. And as you do, you'll find that your personal learning project will indeed grow to become not contrived, not made up, not weak, covering content only, but instead will be a full, rich experience for you. And to reach the results of that rich experience, you'll find yourself learning by doing, learning by teaching, and learning in ways that will help you to perform that which is real and prepare. You'll be prepared for the real life's experiences that allow you to use the skills that you'll have in front of you there. So with that said, I wish you the best. I wish you the best of success. I hope that you'll find that you, too, can educate yourself through personal learning projects. That you can build up a network of mentors through a personal learning network. That you can participate in professional development communities, which will have experts dealing with the same topic and helping you to gather and point you to the right resources. You live in a great time and a great age. Gone are the days when the schools and the school systems have to tell you what to do. You can learn so much more in so much less time if you'll just make that effort. And that's my wish for you. This is Teach Jim. This is the Teach Jim Show, the place to teach, to learn, and to grow. Whatever you do, don't think about elephants, educators, or entrepreneurs. You might get something done if you do. Take care.